Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trojan Radio podcast. Brian Holt here with you on thetrojanradio.com. Hope you are having a fantastic, fabulous Friday, November 5th, 2021. No varsity football game tonight. It is an open week for all the teams in Region 1 of 6A. So no one is playing tonight. We're just watching everybody else who is playing tonight and then trying to determine who the Lee County Trojans will be playing in the first round of the state playoffs on Saturday, November 13th. Look around Region 1 6A right now. Lee County 2-0 in the region, 9-1 overall. Defeated Valdosta 13-6 last week at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, and the Trojans are off this week. Northside Warner Robins 1-1 in the region, 7-3 overall. Defeated Houston County 38-21 last week, and again, the Eagles are off this week. Houston County Bears 0-2 in the region, finished 4-6 overall. They lost to Northside Warner Robins last week 38-21. And again, the Bears are off this week. Valdosta has finished their season because of being shut out of the playoffs, because of all of the investigations and infractions from last season. They finish 4-6 overall with a 13-6 loss at home to the Trojans. And again, Valdosta is done for this season. Now, if you look at the bracket on ghsa.net, click on football, then click on playoff brackets, you will see, if you click on the 6A bracket, in the lower right-hand corner, Region 1, Team 1, Lee County has already been filled in, and we are waiting for the results of tonight's football game. Again, that's November 5th in Region 3. This is how it kind of shakes out. We are looking at Grovetown or Heritage of Conyers as our possible first-round playoff game. In Region 3, Evans is 4-0. They are 8-1 overall. They defeated Rockdale County 40-6 last week, and they're at Alcovey tomorrow night, November 6th. Alcovey, 4-0 in the region, 4-4 overall. They defeated Heritage Conyers 27-18 last week, and again are playing Evans on Saturday. Lakeside Evans is 2-2 overall, in the region, 3-6 overall. They defeated Grovetown 37-7 last week, and they are at Rockdale County this week. Grovetown is 1-3 in the region, 2-7 overall. They lost to Lakeside Evans 37-7 last week, and they are hosting Heritage of Conyers tonight. Heritage of Conyers, also 1-3 in the region, 1-8 overall. They lost to Alcovey 27-18 last week. And again, this week they are at Grovetown. And Rockdale County at the bottom of Region 3, 0-4 in the region, 1-7 overall. They lost to Evans last week 40-6, and they will be playing Lakeside Evans. So again, Grovetown and Heritage Conyers, the game we'll be watching tonight to see who will be the team number 4 from Region 3. And again, the expectation from the Georgia High School Football Daily email is that Grovetown should win by 12 tonight. So unless something strange happens, Grovetown will travel to Leesburg on Saturday, November 13th, for the first round of the Georgia High School playoffs for football in 6A. We will have more on thetrojanradio.com as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us there, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we will keep you up to date on how you can either attend that first round playoff game or listen or watch. The high school, Lee County High School, has added a camera system from NFHS, or the National Federation of High Schools, NFHSnetwork.com, and for a fee, you can watch any of the things that are happening in the stadium on Trojan Field, or you can also watch some of the things that are happening in the gym. That has been added as well. So hopefully you'll be able to see more basketball games if you're not able to attend. So we'll have links to all of those things, and hopefully the Trojan Radio broadcast can continue there through the playoffs. We'll have more information on our social media as we go along But as of right now, Trojans are off tonight and will be in the first round of the state playoffs next week, Saturday, November 13th, hosting either Grovetown or Heritage of Conyers. If you have questions about anything, just check us out on thetrojanradio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and just check us out for anything that you need to know. Hope you have a great weekend, and we hope to talk to you again really soon. And as always, go Trojans!